Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tadline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Is also a post got a picture of Vikings head coach. What's his name? Andrew Zimmer.
Mike Zimmer.
Yeah. Although, same city.
And a big Viking fan, right. Yeah. Mike Zimmer's got a new hot woman who's like 38. Zimmer's 65. And pictures up there, pretty nice. Pretty nice.
I'm sure Andrew Zimmern wouldn't say no to that either.
No.
Because he's not gay.
No, he's not. Everybody thinks he is, and that's what he said, too.
Got a wife and a kid.
But Andrew, aren't you gay?
Nope. That doesn't always matter.
Yeah, don't say that around Nick. It does not matter.
He's career-oriented and goal-focused.
And into dudes.
What's up, Craig?
Miley Cyrus is 29 today.
About 5'4".
Yeah.
Buck 10.
Is she straight or? I know she's bi. Who's she seeing now?
She's pansexual.
Pan, okay.
Last I heard. Yeah. Whatever that means.
That means men, women, or pans.
Yep.
I don't mean pans, the physical thing, you know. Like, that's a, not like, as in goats. Yeah. I mean, you don't care what gender, no matter what they are. They, they're,
sure.
That, whatever.
Yeah. You will bang anything.
Right. And we just said that, too.
Pentagon making sure the U.S. troops serving around the world can still enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. The military sent nearly 60,000 pounds of roasted turkey to installations ahead of the holiday to avoid global supply chain issues that we've heard about.
Apparently they're easing, by the way. I saw that, too.
They delivered more than 390,000 pounds of traditional holiday goods, including ham, sweet potatoes, and pies to ships and bases worldwide.
Here's a supply chain issue I first read about yesterday.
Is it a first world problem? You having trouble getting your Tito's?
Kind of.
Okay.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
It's I think it was a captain of a Hungarian ship died 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in a freezer.
Oh.
Nobody wants to take the COVID restrictions, all kinds of other stuff.
And we found out earlier from Craig's story, he's moving around.
Yeah.
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 So I got another 11 months.
Because he's cold, first of all.
The guy's been dead at sea for 6 months.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know.
And they can't unload the body.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Well, the family might
probably
like
show
it.
Up at a Costco shelf. Oh, wrong delivery. Sorry. There he is. I got a dead captain here at Costco. 40
limit,
bucks.
Limit one per
that's
customer.
Smoothie mix.
And I keep hearing.
Yeah, that's sad.
And you can't find turkeys anywhere. And I go to the store and there's turkeys everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means.
So
I don't know if we're really getting good information when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Because
the turkeys that we're shy on are the smaller ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there are outlets out there who are just trying to make somebody look bad that will report on that stuff, and it's not necessarily true.
That's true, too. Except the head of Walmart actually appraised
Brandon.
Praised Brandon yesterday for some reason. I didn't get that it was in the weeds story, but, you know, nobody cares.
No.
He's not my guy.
I'm surprised that the military isn't immune to supply chain issues. Do you think they would have their own supply chain?
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks. Yeah. We don't care about the veterans.
No.
Now we don't.
Sometimes we've learned they're not the most organized.
It's not very comforting.
I mean, Klinger had to trade all kinds of stuff to get things. You saw that.
Right.
Come on.
Good example.
And a great example, actually. He was always right. And you know, Radar. Radar had to trade all kinds of stuff to get stuff they needed.
Even better.
Yeah.
CVS says it'll close 900 stores over the next 3 years.
How did they not last? Is it because they're right across from Walgreens in a lot of parts?
They're just adjusting to shoppers who are buying more online.
I got it. All right. Yeah.
They say they're going to focus on digital growth and changing over its remaining stores to healthcare destinations.
Funny thing about CVS is, especially in this area of the country, probably a lot of places, is that back east it's Rite Aid's too, but out in the Midwest, of course, it's CVS and Walgreens are everywhere. And somebody probably walked in, oh, you're closed, where am I going to go? And the guy just pointed to the window and said, right there.
Yeah, right there. They're still open.
Because they built them, in this city alone, they're across the street.
Well, that was their
whole
strategy.
Literally across the street. Whose strategy was originally?
Oh, Walgreens was first.
Yeah, I thought they were.
In this area.
Yeah,
and then CVS moved in, and their strategy was to get as close as possible to a Walgreens and build it there.
Well, you see a lot
they tore down a lot of stuff to build those
farms.
They did. And
you
it
see
looks
a lot
like,
of competing businesses will do that. But McDonald's, Burger King, they just know that the other guy, the guy who did it first, does good market research, and they just go, well, we'll just build real close to them.
Yeah.
I wonder if CVS is regretting spending all that money on paper for the receipts.
Yeah. They told that's right. 90 stores, huh?
Oh,
900.
God.
300 a year for 3 years is what I read.
Yep. This sounds unnecessary, but then again, most of these are.
Yeah.
At Ripley's, believe it or not, they're going to try and break the record for the world's largest ball of human hair.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I could have helped you there. I collect
you still
a lot
can.
Of
it. Yeah. They're collecting hair for the project.
They do, who's putting it together?
That makes me want to
Ripley's.
Vomit.
Are they the hairball was daubed.
Are they
was,
packing it together to make it a thick hairball?
Or I guess, one big well, if they want to make, if they want to break the record,
make a ball, I guess you have
or
to
Or is it
to
just
roll
hair
it.
Strewn about?
Yeah. The hairball was, well, it, then it's not a ball.
You're right.
Is it head hair or pube hair?
It's hair.
Okay.
The hairball was dubbed Hoss and weighed in at 100 pounds in 2019.
Oh. Yeah, what are they? It's
the company reports that more than 1,000 Ripley's fans have contributed to the hairball, the current world record of a 167-pound hairball was set by a barber in Missouri.
How much lice
in 08.
Is right?
Oh, so he's just
a
sweeping
barber
up
just this
everybody's
makes,
hair.
This is like one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
You'd think there'd have to be some sort of binding agent in there, something to make it actually form into a ball.
Aquanet.
Maybe.
Just sprayed all the outside of it.
What compels people to do this?
I don't know.
I realize there's a record, but it's nasty. Right. You have a whole room just
nasty,
full of hair.
Right? Yeah.
Ripley's asks them, and they hate to throw out that hair.
Not everyone has, I think, the aversion to hair that you seem to.
I mean, yeah, like a giant collection of it.
It's pretty nasty. Yes, I'm with Nick on that. Yeah. I'm not touching it. I'm not looking
no.
at it.
Yeah. What do they do when they're done with it? Burn it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then they show it off.
And it goes to hell.
It goes on tour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Check out the hairball.
Oh, no. They should light it up because it smells horrible.
Yeah.
You're right.
That'd be the worst smell.
You're right.
Yeah, I do have a diversion.
That it, toenails, somebody collecting toenails, that kind of stuff. We are fingernails. Yeah.
You do not want to live downwind from the burning hairball.
No.
Oh, no.
That would be terrible.
Deadpool name.
Burning hairball.
Burning hairball.
Yeah, I like it too.
And we might get a baseball lockout.
Yeah, I want to go to spring training again this year. When are they going to lock out? Probably
December 1.
Oh, that's before spring training.
Yep.
The collective bargaining agreement expires December 1.
And there's no reason to even do anything until halfway through May. They won't. They'll go, all right, shoot me. They're going to say, okay, whatever. We'll work this out later.
They say they want to get progress toward a new deal and is different than a labor dispute that costs games somehow.
Baseball is in trouble anyway.
Yeah, they're not helping themselves.
They're
with
not.
This
not at all. They do nothing
games
to help
too
themselves.
Too long, nothing.
Let's it's do all something. About
Ask Nick what happens when you just stick to tradition.
Right, exactly. And don't expand at all. Don't move forward.
Well, maybe they'll get a moral victory out of this.
Yeah, you guys should. If the Husker fans were in charge of this, they'd have no problem. Moral victories are what you live for, Nick.
Well, why even play the games? Right.
For the moral
victory.
Just
be excited for the season. Right. Just show up at Lincoln, sit there and party and go home.
Right. Moral victory.
That's what you should do.
Character.
Just go to the parking lot and party and go home. Nobody loses that.
That would almost be ideal at this point.
ESPN says that the league and the Players Association are not close to a new agreement.
You could have got some tapes from 25 years ago.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And just watch them in the parking lot.
Yeah, the kids would all go, what's this? 25 years ago.
On square TVs.
Tube TVs. You got to bring out the tube TVs.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just got an email from a guy named Jim, and I do remember seeing this. I think it was right around Thanksgiving. Steve-O did a like werewolf costume made of donated pubes.
Oh, I do remember that.
He like glued them all over his body.
Yeah.
Was it a jumpsuit, a sweater?
No, right onto the skin.
Oh.
Right onto the skin.
That's a great band name, too, the Donated Pubes.
He had, like, a bunch of fans for, like, the whole year send him
and the rent-to-own horns.
Donated Pubes. The rent-to-own horns. Sorry to impugn the rent-to-own horns. He might leave Joe. We're leaving you, Joe. We're going to a band called the Donated Pubes. They pay better.
It looked pretty nasty.
That is nasty.
Because some of them were glued to his face and his forehead and things.
And people distinctly sent in nasty pubes, which, by the way, they are nasty. Unless they're freshly cleaned, it's going to be nasty.
Well, that's what he asked for.
Right.
He asked for pubes.
He got shaved, sweaty pubes sent to him.
Yep.
Or when you would ever feel clean again after that.
Oh, I know.
I'm guessing that ship sailed a long time ago for Steve-O.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm also guessing the rest of your hair isn't that clean either.
No, true. But pubes are worse.
Because you know where they've been.
Your head doesn't smell like your dink.
Might smell like mine.
You don't know that.
Most days it does.
We know the pube smell is not the smell you get on your head.
Well, it depends on how your night went.
Well, sure, depending on where your head is all night. Yeah. I get that.
But if you remove the pubes and they're away from your ass for a certain amount of hours.
I mean, just in the, I'm at your crotch area and that pube smell.
I contend you probably couldn't tell the difference.
Okay, well, you do that.
One way to find out.
We'll have a hair sniffing contest, but Todd will judge.
Right, I mean, texture and all that. But
Todd's a pube sommelier.
Right. It would have to be a blind taste test.
A pube sommelier. Not bad.
Using his hand to waft the.
I sent some goat in there.
Salty.
Those are buzzes.
Oh, he knows.
I suppose if you have a good nose.
Yeah.
I sense a little ass in that. Those might be pubes.
That's an ass pube,
just
I believe.
Just a hint.
Ah. Enjoy your breakfast this morning in case you're firing that up right now.
I wonder if there's people that ever hear this and like just they're preparing breakfast and they're just like, nah, I'll stop.
We've gotten no emails today.
Like that. That's not even the worst one. We've done worse stories than that right around breakfast.
We've gotten emails from people just like, well, I guess I'll try again at lunch.
Yeah.
And then some listen to it all and then bitch.
Yeah.
Like turn it down for a second. Yeah. And now turn it back up.
You knew there was a good possibility we'd go somewhere like that. It's your fault for making breakfast.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thanksgiving coming up. The TSA has revealed what foods can be carried through security checkpoints. TSA says that, take your baked goods, take your fresh fruit and vegetables, take your gravy, take your turkey, take your stuffing.
Who's flying
mac
with
and
gravy?
Cheese.
I get maybe a baked good, but who's flying with gravy?
It's fine.
I'd like to see somebody with about a 30-pound frozen turkey as a backpack.
That'd be funny. And it's frozen, too.
On his back.
I mean, I've never flown with gravy, but now that I know I can, I think
I'm
surprised
you can. It's a liquid.
You got to have that in your checked baggage.
Oh, well, that's dangerous.
Gravy. You open up your baggage, gravy all over your pants.
And all your sauces have to go in the checked baggage as well.
All right.
Take your salad dressings. Yeah.
Is that a band or an album name?
Which
Flying
one?
With Gravy.
Ooh, I think that's the album title.
I think it's the album title, too. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Take your pizzas, take your oils and vinegars and juices and your cheeses, your eggs.
You can't take too many of that. What's the liquid limit?
This is underneath.
3.2
ounces?
Yeah, 3.4 ounces.
Check bag reach. Yeah, you can,
It's sort of about like a casserole. Could you just walk on the plane with a casserole?
Yeah.
What if I put gravy in a...
And you pull the foil off on your tray and just dig into it while you're eating it?
Yeah, green bean casserole.
Some green beans? How you doing?
What if I use my
shit here?
My clear bag, if I put all the gravy in 3.4 ounce bottles and put it in there,
and
can
suck
I bring
it down
it on?
During the trip?
Carry-on gravy?
Yeah.
Take your
travel gravy.
Cheese, take your liquid chocolate, take your soups, take your yogurts.
Well, I'll give you some yogurt.
Take your live lobsters.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
We got the pinchers.
Carry on?
Yeah.
You can carry a live lobster.
You got to check with the airline on that one. But with some of them, and certainly in your check bags.
Again, I don't know if I'm going to put a live lobster in my check bag.
Wouldn't the live lobster be a dead lobster by the time you got to wherever you're going?
It has to be transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container.
Oh. Don't spill me.
Yeah, but you're not going to travel with a lobster.
Well, it's on the list. So
I get it.
Somebody has.
Somebody has, right. Somebody flying out of Maine. Somebody flying out of Maine said, hey, I got some lobsters for Thanksgiving. I'll bring them down with me. That's happened, I'm sure. Hey, why don't you ship them?
The old Thanksgiving lobster.
Yeah. Well, you're going.
I know.
Yeah. Why not just take them
with you? That's right.
No, when I get older, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to travel all over the country with a lobster, and we're writing a book about it. Be my travelogue. Me and my lobster are going to go visit all the national parks.
Not a very clever euphemism.
No, me and my lobster.
Damn it, I'm probably going to read the book.
I would have read it, except for the national park part.
We'll do other stuff, too.
Okay, good.
But
good.
Certainly that'll be part of the trip.
Good.
Can't pass those by.
No.
But your lobster will be lucky.
Yeah.
Got to come up with a clever name for the lobster.
Yeah, all the rest of these lobsters sucks for them. So they're like, ooh, plane ride.
And
then they're dead when they get there.
Yeah, the lobster you travel with might get a little nervous around, like, Old Faithful.
Right.
The hot water thing.
How does a lobster live if nobody kills it?
Does anybody know?
That's a good point, because, in lobster areas, people fish for lobsters, and that's how they make their living. But how long can a lobster live?
Well, let's check, shall we?
Without somebody killing it.
If you had a pet lobster... Like, every time you grilled a steak, you're like, man, you know what would go good with this steak?
Bill over here.
Yeah.
45 to 50 years in the wild.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's crazy.
He avoided this. He avoided the nets for 45 years. Yeah. He's a hero.
Although it says
here in Lobster Town.
Determining the age is difficult, but they think.
You cut it open and taste it.
45 to 50 years.
Yeah. So if I get a pet lobster now, my kids are going to end up taking care of it.
Yeah. You're making a commitment for somebody that's not in on this.
I am.
I think they'd end up eating that just after the Viking funeral.
Probably,
yeah.
We're going to cook it over the Viking funeral. What are you talking about?
Well, would it be massive at that point? Do they get, really big if they're that old?
I don't think they get any bigger. No.
Yeah, and are they any good if they're that big?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because you read about the 400
If we had a
Maine
affiliate, we could figure this out.
Right, the halibut that they catch, 400 pounds. They're old.
Yeah.
And
their
meat is mushy. Because they don't move around much.
That sounds
familiar. A 25, 30-pound.
That's what Zimmer's girlfriend said. You're old and your meat is mushy, but you coach the Vikings. So I'm all over you.
Yeah, that's the case with all big fish. You want you know, smaller. Not really small.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman named Carly Bellmer going viral for a series of TikTok posts where she claims she accidentally mistook her Apple AirPod for ibuprofen, swallowed it whole.
I don't know how big her ibuprofen is. And yeah. I've seen different generic brands that are white pills, but not as big as the AirPods.
Yeah.
She said she was crawling into bed, had her ibuprofen 800.
That's still big, but not as big still as big. Those.
In one hand, and her effing iPod, her left ear pod, her left
first name?
Earbud in the other. First name is Carly.
She's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
She's chicken her ears now for ibuprofen.
I can't hear you. She zoomed in with ibuprofen in her ears. Hey, you can't hear me because you got ibuprofen. Ah, damn it.
And everybody else on the call.
Swallowed my AirPods.
Everybody else on the call was not surprised that she did that.
That's what I do at the gym when I don't want anyone to talk to me. I put ibuprofen in my ears. It's the universal sign of don't talk to me.
There's little pills hanging out of your ears. She's just dumb.
She popped what she thought was the pill in her mouth and quickly flushed it down with a swig of water. Then she realized that it was not the ibuprofen. She tried puking it, and it wouldn't come out.
Did somebody call her poop later on?
She said that TikTok had removed her video from their platform several times before the app ultimately deemed it permissible. In a follow-up post, she assured inquiring minds that an X-ray examination confirmed that the AirPod had finally exited her stomach.
And now it's in the intestines now. We're just waiting.
And they're rounded, so they'll probably go right through.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's no, just, they don't know where it is. They figured it was just gone by, she says, by the natural way.
She pooped and didn't strain her
she
poop.
She said she did not retrieve it, but she knows that it is past. She knows and that it was in her stomach and it no longer is.
Those things aren't cheap, so no. I think I'd be filtering.
Yeah, a couple $100.
Yeah, I'm pumping.
And she may not want it now.
I'm pooping into a sieve.
Right?
It's probably just time for new AirPods.
Oh, you can wash them off.
Oh, his bud's got some history.
While it was still in there, she sent her friend a voice memo that the AirPod, which was apparently still connected to her iPhone, audibly transmitted from inside her belly.
Yeah.
She showed her tummy audio in another post in February. Another guy nearly choked after accidentally swallowing his iPod or AirPod while he was sleeping.
Well, he fell asleep and rolled on it. I get something like that.
Take out your
earbuds. That's dumb, too. It's not a conscious decision.
Yeah, I keep a couple of ibuprofen on the side when I'm drinking.
In your ears?
No, they're on the bed, and you just reach over, and I don't keep my iPods there. Probably for that reason.
I'm surprised it was still connected to her phone.
Yeah.
That's how you could know. You wouldn't even know. Well, because you'd think if it was like submerged in a turd, it might make it harder to pick up on the signal.
That's how good they are.
Well, you'd think the stomach acid would do something.
That's how good that Bluetooth technology is.
There you go.
It penetrates feces.
I'm just picturing Tom the treadmill with two big pills hanging out of his ears. Walking backwards. Don't talk to me. Actually, nobody will.
No.
Guy's got pills hanging out of his ears. Don't talk to
me. It's a natural deterrent.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.